From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 17th day of January, 2010, on this Sunday edition. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. I'm here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have open phones as well later in the broadcast, later in the second half hour into the second hour of the broadcast. I'll go ahead and give you that toll-free number, but again, we're not opening the phones up for about 30 minutes. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Here are the stacks of news I have in front of me. Obviously, you don't need me to tell you about what's happening in Haiti. It's a true tragedy. I myself have given to several charities that already were in Haiti and have also sent a bunch of our old shoes to a program and also some new shoes we bought to the Haitians. I would caution people against giving to United Way and American Red Cross because they've been caught in Oklahoma City and 9/11 and other events, keeping most of the money for themselves and giving it to anti-gun control groups. The London Guardian tried to distort what Rush Limbaugh was saying. You know, I'm not a big fan of Rush Limbaugh, fake conservative on most issues, but they distorted what he had to say, saying, oh, Limbaugh says don't give to the Haitians. That's not actually what he said if you read the article and listen to the clip. He said, oh, yeah, American Red Cross may give it to somebody else, which they do. And so I do think you should give to the Haitians. This is a disaster of biblical proportions, but you need to be careful about who you give to. And throughout the week, as we did last week, I'll give you some examples of what we think are some better charities. But basically, charities that have been in Haiti or in Latin America or in the Caribbean, charities have a proven track record of actually helping people. That's who you should give to. But things are so bad there that they're reporting that, well, here's the CNN headline, security concerns cause doctors to leave hospitals and quake victims. That's out today. I mean, it's so bad. It's so road warrior there. Complete collapse. I mean, watching footage of a helicopter trying to come in to drop off aid and thousands rushing in trying to get it. And children, men and women lined up begging for meager amounts of food given to them by the UN and Argentinian UN peacekeepers. And then the majority of them going hungry and children fighting over cardboard boxes. It is truly nightmarish. So we need to be praying for the folks there in Haiti, obviously, as well. But there's plenty of aid available. It's getting the aid into the country. And there's a lot of course, complaints that the military and the UN aren't getting it to them quick enough. Folks, government can't and won't protect you. It's never able to. That's why we always talk about being prepared, being self-sufficient. That's your job. So that when disaster strikes, you're able to take care of yourself, your neighbors, your friends, and your family. Obviously, Haiti, the poorest country in this hemisphere, poorest country in the Americas, from Alaska down to Chile, there is nowhere in North America, Central America, or South America, or the Caribbean as poor as Haiti. So it couldn't have happened to it couldn't have happened to a worse nation. I mean, it just absolutely the perfect storm of humanitarian disaster. So you're welcome to call in about Haiti if you want. Obviously, 1,000 times worse than Katrina. I mean, this is just a human tragedy of incalculable proportions. You're welcome to call in about it, but I've got a bunch of other news I'm going to be covering after the break. Obviously, you've all heard Pat Robertson say that they made a deal with the devil, so they're being cursed. Asinine. Those children don't deserve what has happened to them, regardless if you believe the fables. But even worse is Danny Glover saying global warming did this. I mean, what a fraud. Even if you believe man-made global warming, it has nothing to do, the atmosphere has nothing to do with tectonic plates and volcanoes and what's happening in the mantle and the crust. And the core of the earth. All right, coming up, the establishment of the Council of Governors, a Bush-era idea being carried out by Obama. You talk about Big Brother, martial law, police state. This is it.
brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday, the 17th day of January, 2010. Here is the news in my stacks we'll be covering today. Obviously, what's going on in Haiti, this human tragedy of uncalculable, horrendous magnitude. We will also be getting into Cass Sunstein, one of the top czars in the Obama administration. This is the guy who heads up the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. He interprets federal implementation of laws and regulations. He has been saying that he wants to ban free speech. Yeah, we're going to read his quotes. He's been saying ban the Second Amendment outright. He said infiltrate, quote, conspiracy groups. Anyone that questions the government, anyone that questions official dogma in any way needs to be basically arrested. Either the 90-year-old Justice John Paul Stevens or Ruth Bader Ginsburg are scheduled in the next year or two. Both have been making noises about leaving the court. And he tried to bring Sunstein up to take the place that Sotomayor got. But instead, she got it. And so this guy could be the Supreme Court justice, the next associate justice. I mean, it's really hard to believe he actually has written all these white papers and given these speeches. Thursday and Friday, we played clips of him, video clips, audio clips. We read from white papers he has written. Like this one. This is University of Chicago Law School Law Economic Research paper series, paper number 387. And this was put out a year and a half ago, Cass R. Sunstein. And you read this, it's like some type of absurdist 1984 satire, but it's really, really happening. So we're going to look at the type of tyrants in the Obama administration, and it's mainly the left. I learned about this not from the controlled right, Fox News. I learned about it from The Village Voice, from Ross Story, and others calling him a fascist. And, I mean, that's really what he is. I mean, openly says we're going to ban free speech and we're going to decide what you can and can't say. And the conspiracy theories, which, again, he lists things like global warming not being man-made. That's a arrestable offense. He lists things like believing the government was involved in killing Kennedy. Over 90% in a CBS poll we have a link to. I guess they need to be arrested. He says criticizing the banks. I mean, questioning the official story of 9/11, which six of the 10 9/11 commission members and Farmer, one of their head lawyers, says there's a cover-up going on. I guess that's, I mean, as an American, you don't have a right to free speech. I mean, this guy is a piece of work. So that's coming up later in the broadcast, because then I found out he wants to take organs without consent. I mean, what next? I mean, is this guy, what's he have buried in his basement? I mean, it's like satire. It's like satire. It's hard to believe this is real. And then they just go on with a straight face and then tell those of us that don't want this tyranny or police state that we're the weird ones, we're the bad ones. I have MSNBC here doing a special documentary with Chris Matthews, and I held up Eco-Science written by John P. Holdren to him, where he talks about putting chemicals in the water to sterilize us and setting up a planetary dictatorship and one-child policies. And they said, Alex, this is so radical what you're saying. I'm not the one that said it. When Ted Turner says he wants to get rid of 90% of the useless eaters, that's a quote. I'm not the radical. He is. When Cass Sunstein says, arrest people for their free speech, I'm not the radical. I'm reading what he said. You know, when Danny Glover comes out and says the people of Haiti have this earthquake because of global warming, when no volcanologist, no climatologist, no one that studies geology or the earth would ever say that the atmosphere has anything to do with tectonic earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis. But doesn't matter. I'm the radical for disagreeing with Danny Glover that man-made global warming that's made up itself supposedly caused the earthquake It's just as stupid as saying that the Haitians are cursed when Pat Robertson said it. Again, I see myself as the sane person. But again, I guess I'm weird. I don't agree with Pat Robertson or Danny Glover. And I don't agree with Ted Turner when he says he wants to set up a planetary government to get rid of at least 90% of the population. Or Dr. Eric Pianka, University of Texas biology professor, saying he wants 90% of the population to die from airborne Ebola. And then I had the national media call me when that happened and said, oh, well, why are you radical? Why are you against this? I guess so. I guess I am the radical because I'm against 90% of people being killed. Again, that's why the mainstream media is losing all credibility, because they continue day after day, week after week, year after year, coming out with their extreme agendas. And then telling us, those of us that are just normal people that want to be free and be left alone, that we've got the problem. Trying to use peer pressure to control us, to make us capitulate to their entire program. Well, it's over. It's not happening anymore. So again, Cass Sunstein, the top White House regulatory czar, this lawyer, saying that he wants to get rid of free speech, restrict the internet, shut down free speech on the web, and much more. What's happening in Haiti? We're also going to get into Bankstergate. A lot of these politicians are in deep, deep trouble right now. A lot of these bankers and economists are in trouble. There's open talk of indicting and investigations to indict the current Treasury Secretary, Timmy Geithner, who was the New York Fed chief, who set the policy for AIG to make it secret who was getting the bailout money, namely his former boss at Goldman Sachs, then Treasury Secretary in 2008, Henry Paulson. And now Business Week reports Paulson asked to testify at AIG bailout hearing with Geithner. So that's certainly exciting. We have a powerful article up on Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo here. SEC engages in conspiracy with AIG to hide bailout evidence. And that's what Judge Napolitano called it earlier this week here on this show. Also, Obama's 10-year, $90 billion bank tax is a tiny fraction of what the banks have already stolen from the American people. And so it is putting a Band-Aid on an axe wound. So we'll be going over that. Just like last year, Obama signed an executive order saying, I'm going to block bonus money to the big banks. And people actually read the document, and what did it say? They actually read the executive order. It said, oh, all these big banks, well, they are exempt. They are exempt from this. So the real people doing the looting, engaged in the criminal looting, they're going to be left alone. There's been big new developments on the naked body scanners going in all the major airports. Now we learn they're already going in courthouses before the deadly underwear bomber popped up right on time. And more congressmen are fighting it. We also have a joke PSA we're going to air done by the CBC in Canada where they show the naked body scanners and really what they're actually doing. So that's coming up. Also have a stack of news here dealing with the hoaxes that have been imploding. Wall Street Journal, European snub vaccine and states cancel orders. And of course, as we've been telling you for the last few months, it's now mainstream news. The head of the EU's health board says it was all a premeditated fraud to bilk taxpayers and to sell a, quote, dangerous vaccine. So that is coming up as well. And the left is really waking up to Obama. Again, those still caught the fake left-right paradigm. Village Voice headline, George W. Obama. And it goes in to talk about how horrible Obama is. And I want to commend the so-called left for being quicker to wake up to Obama's fraud than the Republicans were to George Bush, the Patriot Act, launching all these wars, free speech zones, tripling the size of government. But I want to tell you now, Dick Armey, the mainline Republicans, Glenn Beck, they are going to betray you in the next year once they get control of the House and the Senate. But that's the dilemma. You don't have a choice. You've got to put them in there to block Obama. But as soon as Republicans then get a majority, when a Republican president gets in 3 years, then we'll have to try to get Democrats in to block them. So I guess the founding fathers were right. Gridlock, balkanization, the separation of powers in the government is the only thing keeping any semblance of liberty here. Because the Democrats and Republicans all work for the power elite. That is, the leadership does, and literally want to set up this police state. We'll be right back after this quick break. gentlemen, we are back live. Again, thank you for joining us, spending some of your Sunday afternoon or evening with us, depending on what time zone you're tuning into across the globe. Might be the middle of the night or 5 a.m. in the morning. Again, thank you for joining us. Okay, here's our top story. I covered this some last week. Obama signed this, seven days ago, on January 11th, 2010. And I spent a few days reading over it, checking the U.S. code, checking the laws that it mentions, and it ties into Presidential Decision Directive 51 signed by Bush 3 years ago. And remember, Congress wanted to get the full Presidential Decision Directive and accompanying executive order, and Bush declared national security and wouldn't even let Homeland Security Committee, which is supposedly co-equal with the president, wouldn't even let them have access to it. Okay. But the cover sheet stated that for any emergency, including economic, anywhere in the world, that the executive is over the legislative and judicial, over the courts, over the Congress, which is unconstitutional, supposed to have separation of powers. The people aren't supposed to be divided, what the government always tries to do. The government's supposed to be divided so that you can't ever get a dictatorship. Well, this is what the founders said. This is what America is. It's why we love the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So President Bush signed this national security directive. And I want, for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to give folks a document cam shot of this. And it says the continuity of government program will enhance the credibility of our national security posture and enable more rapid, effective response and recovery. And it goes on. The catastrophic emergency means any incident, regardless of location in the world, that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties, damages, or disruption severely affecting the U.S. population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions. And under this, the president is over the governors, he's over the legislatures of the states, he's over the Congress, and Congress has no authority. And then Congress asked for the full secret document, and it's still classified to this day. Obama has continued breaking his promise of transparency and has not released the full text of this and other memorandum. Though connected into this is his new announcement. His new announcement. He is creating, with this executive order, order signed January 11th, 2010, with this new executive order titled Establishment of the Council of Governors. And this is an actual copy from the WhiteHouse.gov. I'll have my guys live on air Google Establishment of the Council of Governors, executive order. We'll pull it up at WhiteHouse.gov for you. And it's a short order. And it says here in the document that they are taking the governors, the states, the police forces, everything under the control of NORTHCOM, that's the Pentagon, and Homeland Security. But don't worry, the states have their say. The president is going to appoint the 10 members, five governors from the Republican and five governors from the Democrats. Kind of like Bush called the 9/11 Commission independent when he appointed it, or Janet Reno appointed her own Waco investigation team. This would be like Hitler appointing his own Nuremberg judges. I mean, or Al Capone at his own court case doing that. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And there it is at WhiteHouse.gov, the executive order for anyone that wishes to see that for themselves. Separately, I have the RAND Corporation's plan here that they put out last year. And this plan, the Stability Police Force for the United States, justification options for creating U.S. capabilities. This has already been implemented covertly in the last 15 years. But now they're just being open about it. And it has all the maps here of how Stability Police Force headquarters to run your local city. They have systems for medium-sized police forces, large police forces. They have the stability unit for small police units. Again, communist Russia had this. Communist China has this. Russian news is freaking out saying America gets its own Politburo. And on the Richter scale of tyranny, this is about a 10. And it goes back, because now all these conservative groups are going, oh, my gosh, it's martial law. Oh, my gosh, you know, Obama's having a big power grab. And yes, he is. But Obama is just the teleprompter reading minion or front man, just like Bush was. He's just better than Bush was at it. It is the system that's doing this. Big central banks threatened martial law in early October of 2008. We've had multiple congressmen on this show on record that they were threatened that martial law would be declared if the trillions, not 700 billion, but trillions of dollars, Bloomberg reports it's now 28 trillion total, 28 trillion, were not given to a handful of banks, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and just a few others who are now caught in all this secretive dealings, not letting the public know that they got most of the money. Itself a reported crime that they did this. But now Geithner, who was the head of the Fed that set the policy out of the New York branch, that's the main branch with the real power, he's saying he knows nothing about it, but he's being called up before Congress. So we've covered all this in great detail in past shows. But coming out, I've got my fourth Police State film. Haven't released one since 2002. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, comes out March 1st. The little secret that we've been producing that here, it's very powerful. And we go through all of this gradual de-evolution into classical tyranny. But the issue here, the overriding issue is we are under martial law right now. Martial law was threatened. PDD 51 puts it in place. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act that was passed bipartisanly by a Democrat Congress and a Republican president in 2007, and they reauthorized it 2008, now 2009. They're doing 2010 now. And this is part of that Defense Authorization Act. This executive order dovetails and gets into the Defense Authorization Act of 2008. In fact, zoom in on that for people. This is bipartisan. All the distractions, all the Tea Party, balloons and confetti is a distraction. This is bipartisan tyranny at the highest levels. And the John Warner Defense Authorization Act states that Homeland Security and NORTHCOM are established to deal with insurrection in the states and insurrection by governors. You now see 33 governors are saying they may declare 10th Amendment powers and not go under all this unconstitutional federal control. So the globalist tacticians and theoreticians and social engineers knew the real legitimate threat would come under the 9th and 10th Amendment under law to all this unconstitutional garbage that's taking place. The Democrats howled and screamed about Bush setting this up and said, oh, he wants to be a dictator. Then Obama comes in. Republicans say, oh, he wants to be a dictator. No. It's the military-industrial complex controlled by the banks that Eisenhower warned us about that already has this power in place. And now we've released the press releases. We posted them. Last year, the CHIP highway police said, oh, yes, we work with the Marines all over the states running random checkpoints for DWI on citizens. You're not for drunk drivers, are you? PR. Oh, troops at the Kentucky Derby, the NFL, warrantless checkpoints with the Army and Marines in Tennessee. They're quietly getting everyone ready for this and testing what local governments will resist. But on record, the federal government is engaging in high treason, overthrowing states' rights. We'll be right back after this quick break. This is so huge, he's now creating a governor's council of puppets so he can say he controls the states. MSNBC is here making a documentary about tea parties. I should have thrown that out for listeners. They want to hear what people are joining tea parties or why people are obsessed with the tea parties. Well, the media has done that. They've tried to make it a right-wing issue. The tea parties themselves aren't just a Republican or right-wing thing, though they're being taken over by that. It was originally founded by Ron Paul supporters, real libertarians, constitutionalists that are against the war, against the police state. Everything Obama is continuing. Here's the toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday edition, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And I'm now going to rapid fire go to your calls. I already got into the new executive order establishing this puppet council of 10 governors that supposedly represent the states. So Obama can then say he speaks for the states and openly says they're merging Homeland Security with police and military at the local level. I mean, talk about unconstitutional. But again, it's continuing from Bush. Flawless integration, just different rhetoric to make people think there's been a change. But Obama has the lowest approval rating of any president in the last 100 years in his first year in office, and it's plunging even faster. Will he stage a terror attack or a crisis like other presidents have done? Will he launch a new war? Will they expand the financial implosion to get more power? This is what politicians and tyrants do. 888-201-2244. Let's talk to Dustin in Oregon. You're on the air worldwide, Dustin.
Yes, Alex, thanks for having me on. I'm calling to let you and the world know that there's a beta test going on here in Oregon. It's measures 66 and 67, also known as House Bills 2649 and 3405.
Is that to tax you by the mile in your car?
It's to tax to make up for estimated loss in budget for state and federal programs.
Yeah, I know those.
We're being threatened for our utility and public services.
Yes, carbon taxes, driving by the mile, everyone is to be taxed to pay off the giant debt created by the banks. And the people have got to say no.
Yeah, absolutely. They've put out a bunch of rhetoric already saying that we're going to lose, health, education, public safety, all these programs basically would be threatened.
That's what they do. Just like Nigeria or something where 90% of its budget is debt. The government just expands and expands and expands and then says we've got to have more taxes or we won't give you essential services. The old trick is over 50 years old where cities would waste all the money but then not fill potholes or get radios in police cars and then say, oh, the police are going to not go to work unless you give us more money. It's part of the government holding us hostage.
Absolutely. They're also saying that public job rate would raise, which would say they say that it's going to add 25,000 new public employees.
Yeah, almost all the new jobs are government. I appreciate your call. Great points, Dustin. Excellent points. It is unbelievable. Government is exploding in size, raising every tax you can imagine, and they're not going to stop until we stop them. And how do we do that? Because they ignore what the people want. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Minnesota. Scott, you're on the air.
Hi. You get me. I listened to the Matrix of Evil, and you were saying something about how the counties and stuff need to separate on their own. I would just like to nominate Mr. Ventura for something here in Rice County, Minnesota. I know cops and Marines and criminals. And we're in Maxwell Town in Northfield. Jesse James tried to rob a bank here. And Jesse, he was the first person I voted for.
Scott, I got to let you go. Your phone's just too bad. I can't really understand you. I think you're talking about my film Matrix of Evil, where I came up with a plan in 2002 to have cities, counties, and states declare that they will follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution and their state constitutions and make a pledge against the Patriot Act. 800-plus cities and towns did it. More than 4 states did it. And that's what I was talking about there. But yes, take over your local communities lawfully and legally so the feds can't come in and raise taxes to steal your money to give it to offshore banks. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Dallas. Joe in Dallas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
I was calling about, I actually got one of my articles posted on your site in the Footsteps of Our Forefathers, that article about George Washington. And I was reading through the comments on that thing, and a bunch of people are making the point, oh, Washington's a Mason, this, that, and the other, but that's not really the point. The point of that article is that basically collectivism like that has been funneled. It originates with the Illuminati, but the ideas come from antiquity. But basically the point is that the Illuminists used Masonry as a means of spreading their message initially, and not all Masons are evil. But I think, you know, people seem to miss that point.
No, I agree with you. And look, the reason I got into George Washington a few weeks ago is that I was talking about what a great virtuous leader he was and how he turned down being king and he didn't want to be president. And he really was a good guy. And you have to look at the Bill of Rights and Constitution and ask yourself, do I want to live under this or this global corporate UN Copenhagen global tax system where private banks rule over us? You know, that's the choice. And then people take out of context his letters that are at the Library of Congress, not understanding classical English and its prose, where he's writing letters fighting the Illuminati, scores of them, saying no one is more satisfied than I of the fact that the Illuminati is operating within the United States. And they take that out of context and say, look, he's satisfied with the Illuminati, meaning he likes it. No, the next paragraph in the group letters, they didn't have email then. He was writing scores of them to prominent governors and others and members of the legislatures and of the Congress. The next line, and I'm going to do a whole show on these and show the letters. You look at the Library of Congress. Just go to Library of Congress, type in George Washington letters, Illuminati, and just scores of them come up, the actual scans. The next paragraph says there is no more wicked or evil or disgusting group than the Illuminati and their Jacobin allies in France. They had tried to overthrow the U.S. after the U.S. got sovereignty from Great Britain. They tried to come in and get George Washington to declare war on Canada and basically take over French Canada. And they tried to have insurrection in the U.S. to do that, and he was fighting them. So it's a lie to say George Washington was a member of the Illuminati. The general public doesn't even know that exists or is part of history, but here are his letters, when he was fighting the Illuminati. And then they say, well, there's statues of him in D.C., in these Masonic poses and all this stuff. Those were made hundreds of years, in many cases, after him. Was he a Mason? Yes. Are all Masons part of the New World Order? No. Do I like secret societies? No. Am I a Mason? No. But most Masons are trying to help the community. They're involved. And so the average cop who's a Mason out there, a lot of cops are Masons, a lot of firemen, they hear that and think that them collecting money for kids, you know, that we're saying they're bad. No, we're saying secret society out of Europe, known as the Illuminati, George Washington wrote about it, tried to take over Masonry and did to a great extent, and are using it as a tool of dehumanization and enslavement. And we see Mason halls today pushing the police state, pushing microchips, pushing biometrically scanning children. So, yes. And so Masons need to be addressed with the facts so that they will expose what's happening in their own ranks. But if you falsely attack the Masons with disinfo, they will know it's disinfo and then you will be discredited. Does that make your point that you're trying to make there?
Yes, sir, and I just wanted to add one other point there. If people will actually download that article, because I attached it from my Scribe account as a PDF, it's actually got hyperlinks to those letters you're talking about, so you can actually physically see the letters. And I know a lot of people these days have been so dumbed down they can't even read cursive handwriting anymore, but there's a transcript below it, so that way people can see for themselves the letters in their original context, click on the hyperlinks, and they go straight to those files.
I appreciate your call, but that's a double-edged sword. Not only is all these letters he wrote, scores of them. I mean, I quit reading after like 20 of them because they are hard to read. It's written in that longhand, beautiful cursive, but with the scans, it's hard to read. I'd always read about that in history books. Now I've actually read the letters. Number one, you've got the public believing there's no such thing as the Illuminati. Here's George Washington fighting it. So this proves the Illuminati, not just the fact that it's in the encyclopedia. But then separately, you've got people saying he's a member of the Illuminati when he was fighting it. There's a lot of evidence showing that they actually killed him, poisoned him. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break to take more of your phone calls. Then in the next hour, what's happening in Haiti, the latest on government health care. A White House official wants to restrict your free speech. You don't want to miss it. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to try to rocket through your calls. But I'm asking listeners, are you concerned about Cass Sunstein, who is Obama's head of information and regulatory affairs, one of the most powerful positions in the executive branch? He interprets the laws for executive implementation. Are you concerned about him openly saying, we have all his own papers, literally everything he's ever written and published at Harvard or at the Chicago Law School, I mean in the last year or two, saying, we're going to take your guns. We're going to ban free speech. We're going to end freedom on the web. I mean, don't believe me. Just Google Cass Sunstein net censor, and you'll get ABC News, CNN, you know, saying, oh, should he ban your free speech? And through cybersecurity, the cybersecurity chief last year resigned and said the NSA and Pentagon is taking over the web to censor it. They're building the systems to do it. I mean, this is really happening. I know it's surreal. I can't believe it. So that's coming up next hour and a lot of other issues we haven't gotten to yet. Healthcare is in deep trouble. They told you it was a foregone conclusion that it would pass. There was no way to stop it. They kind of buffaloed the public. Now it's in conference, and the Democrats are trying to back out at the last minute because they realize this is political suicide. So put the heat on them. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm a member of We Are Change to Austin, and we went to the Capitol for a nullification rally of socialized government health care yesterday. We tried to get Deborah Medina up on stage really hard, and they ended up just blasting country music until everybody left. So be on the lookout for some video of that. Also, totally unrelated, aquaponics. I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's a closed cycle. You make a little ecosystem where you you grow freshwater fish and raise vegetables at the same time.
Yes, I have heard of it. It can supply 50 billion people on the earth. It's a closed biosphere that just almost has no waste and is self-contained and self-renewing.
Yes,
anything
sir.
Else?
So maybe we can get you hooked up with a sponsor for an aquaponics system.
You know, I've read about that science. I wasn't particularly aware of that name, but thank you. I appreciate the call, Mark. Okay, let's talk to Joshua.
Sure.
Thank you, Mark. Let's talk to Joshua in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing, my friend?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about it. Seems like a lot of times within the Patriot and Truth movement, we're almost fighting ghosts, like the warrantless wiretapping. It's already implemented before they adopt it. And I'm thinking maybe perhaps we could take some preemptive legislative tactics. I'm thinking, you know, can we start taking steps to pass state resolutions to go ahead and bar the use of private mercenary forces or groups?
Absolutely, and that's what the states are doing. Look, there have been a bunch of lawsuits by people that were illegally wiretapped under the Patriot Act, and federal judges throw it out under national security. So the problem is they admit they're using the Patriot Act in anything but terrorism. They're using it across the board, and the federal judges are so corrupt that it just continues. But think about how bad judges are now. Imagine Cass Sunstein, who's set to be the next Supreme Court justice, openly saying in free speech. I mean, how can you have a Supreme Court justice that doesn't even mince words? You know, he says we can restrict your free speech if it's a conspiracy theory. And he will decide what a conspiracy theory is.
Completely unreal. It's pretty Orwellian, too. And I'm with We Are Change Florida. And some tactics we've been using to really put this point across is using a lot of sarcasm, you know, just getting out in crowded areas with a bullhorn and just repeating, you know, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, these type of things. And people are really responding well to that because...
Yeah, a lot of folks are going out and saying naked body scanners are good. It's good the banks took $28 trillion. Do what the government says. It's good they're federalizing people. So you're doing this and it's successful.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we go to UCF, we go to the University of Central Florida pretty often. We're going next Wednesday. We'll be there doing the same thing. And we always give out a few hundred. You know, last time we went, we gave out about 500 copies of Fall of the Republic. And all kind of people were interested in what's going on because we had the Democrats, you know, there couldn't say a word of what we had to say. And then we had the college Republicans, and none of them could debate us on anything because everything we said was accurate.
Well, that's why the globalists are in trouble. That's why major magazines, newspapers, TV networks are here every week finding out about this radio show, because we are at the heart of what's going on. We are certainly not responsible for it. We are not, you know, the main focus of it, but we are at the heart of it, right at the nexus point, and we can see what's happening. And so many people feel isolated because they're not known. A lot of people know what I look like now. And so everywhere I go, I get the positive feedback. I get my dinner bought in other cities, other states. I get piles of fan mail. And you go out and you put out a message of liberty, and you're saying most people come up to you and agree with you. See, we are the majority. We are the common sense. We are the revolution against tyranny. I appreciate your call, Joshua. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Ashley in Dallas. Ashley, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, listen, we're real similar on the standpoint. We're both Texans and both raised here in Texas. My family's been here for forever, basically. My family's had land here in Texas for 150 years. But I want to give you a list of names, and I want to get your response to this. Larry Silverstein, Richard Pearl, Ellery Fleischer, Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith, Jules and Jeremy Corll, Rothschild, Nancy Pelosi, Michael Chertoff, I mean, on and on, Henry Kissinger, Michael Eisner, Steve Bornstein, NBC, ABC News, Sumner Redstone,
Cass Sunstein.
Yes, that's right.
I know where you're going with this.
Okay, and I'm not being critical of you, Alex, because I follow you. You understand, and I defend you, and I'm with you. You understand me? But
listen, Ashley, it's okay. I mean, hold on, Ashley. Nobody screened your call, right?
Nobody did.
Nobody did.
Nope.
Okay, so you're on the air. Go ahead, say what you want to say.
Well, I mean, what do these people have in common?
Well, you're saying they're Jewish.
They're Zionists, Jews, and they're all heavily involved in both our government, our media, and 9/11. And we don't talk about that as a group. Why?
Well, again, an incredibly complex issue. There are a lot of people in government. And if we start sitting there and cherry picking, I mean, there are people that say Catholics run it all, and they can list thousands of Catholics in powerful positions of government. Or there's people that say Masons run it all and point out thousands of Masons in powerful positions of government. Or there are people that say Mormons run it all and point out all the Mormons, you know, 2% of the population in all these powerful positions. My point is there's socialist Jews, there's conservative Jews, there's liberal Jews. I mean, are there groups of Jewish people that go to college, get into government, who are pushing tyranny? Absolutely. But I don't think sitting here and making it something that's all and only about Jews is healthy. I don't screen people's calls. We criticize Israel when they stage the attack on the USS Liberty, which has now been declassified, NSA transcripts. We were proven correct. I interviewed the admirals and the people on the ship and all of them. They tried to sink the ship to blame it on Egypt, a false flag event. Here's my other problem. I don't like a lot of things Israel does, but I also don't like the things, not the white supremacist. Everybody that criticizes Israel is not a white supremacist. And the media tries to put that idea out. I mean, Jimmy Carter did. But the issue here is they also exaggerate a lot. I mean, the Nazis and the Jews run it all crowd say I'm Jewish and that I work for Israel, which is not true. So I've seen a lot of lies and particular nastiness and lies out of the groups that say that. And I see them make up a lot. Like they say Jones is a Jewish name and I'm Jewish and I'm not. But I have a Jewish guy works in my office, love him to death, one of my favorite friends and employees, and he's not involved in some master conspiracy. Let me get this straight because I've said it before and get it wrong. My wife's grandfather was Jewish farmers in Texas. Nice people. I mean, they're not running around with some evil plan. My wife is a Christian Protestant. People say my wife needs to basically be killed, and she's this big Jewish agent and all this. So I'm not going to sit here and get into mass hatred of Jews. And I'm going to talk about the Federal Reserve being private and ruining our country and call for abolishing it. I'm going to call for auditing the Fed. I'm going to call for ending these wars. I'm going to call to stop foreign aid. I'm going to call to support free speech. And I'm going to expose tyranny. And I expose the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all of it. And certainly the Rothschilds are Jewish and are at the very highest levels of the New World Order. So is the Vatican. But it's not just Jews or the Vatican or black people or this or that. It is powerful elites combined forces. I mean, the Aztecs were doing bad things. Were they run by Jews? This idea that only evil flows from Jews and there's only corruption from Jews is wrong. Okay, but I do expose the myriad crimes of Israel to great criticism. The ADL attacks me all the time. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you in just 1 minute.
mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two. I got an interesting story I want to tell after we finish with this caller about the MSNBC producer that was here. But going back to Ashley in Dallas. Ashley, if I get on air and say all Masons are child-sacrificing devil worshipers, Masons are going to hear that, and they're going to know it's not true because they're not. And then we've just turned off that whole group. If I explain to them how Masonry was taken over, the truth, by the Illuminati, as George Washington exposed it and others, then they'll wake up and root out what they've got going on in their organizations. I mean, it's not enough that I'm critical of what Israel does, constantly talk about it. All the people that only play one tune and only talk about Israel and Zionists and Jews all day, I've just found that they're hateful, some of them. They lie constantly. All they do is infight. Hal Turner, one of their head guys, turned out was an FBI operative. It's come out that Zionist organizations, and this has been all over the news, want to radicalize and want to get Jews persecuted so they can then get them under their control and, like, indoctrinate them. I mean, this is a very sophisticated thing that's going on. And so I try to really be honest about what I think in life. You know, just because a lot of members of Mecha and La Raza who are Hispanic, and it's a large portion, I wouldn't say the majority, but almost, really want to overthrow America. They say they do. For our race, everything. Those outside the race, nothing. That's the Mecha creed. I mean, I'm against them. But again, they're a black Israelite movement that think everybody else is the devil and I'm the devil. I don't hate black people because there's a big group of black people that are really bad and racist and think they're the master race. I mean, every group has these groups. And I talk about, you know, the things Israel does and how they persecute and censor Christians Israel. But that people don't know about that. And I just constantly speak out against all this. And then there's this obsession. You must say it's the Catholics. You must say it's the Scientologists. You must say it's the Jews. You must say it's the Masons. And I'm explaining that it's a system of governmental control that's got the leadership of all of these major groups in it. And so it's not an attack on the individual group. But go ahead. Make your point.
Yeah, that's all good. Alex, here's the thing, though. You're one of our few outlets that's out here speaking the truth, okay? We know that NBC, CBS, ABC, Time Warner, Fox, all controlled by Jewish people. So you're one of the few places that actually can be an outlet for the truth. Now, I'm not saying all Jews are bad either. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't ever have found out what Jews were involved in 9/11 if I hadn't been woken up by you and people like you on the Internet. But the further you dig into 9/11, there is a huge number of dual citizen Jew people that were in our government, such as Ari Fleischner, Richard Perle, Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith, people like that. Now, those weren't blacks; those are Jews, and they're at high levels. You know, now we got.
But here's the issue. Here's the issue. I'm talking about intellectual honesty. That's what you're talking about. You're here on the show talking about this, and tomorrow people will say that this was caught secretly off air and wasn't on air. You know, they make stuff up. I'm just telling you, you're not going to find more COINTELPRO anywhere else than in the Jews run it all crowd. I'm just telling you that the system wants to make it about that. Every time the media is here, they bring that up. They want me to say that. They want us to go down that road. They want us to discredit ourselves in the eyes of the entire general public. And so, I mean, there it is. I mean, people of all the different groups, the Masons run it, the Catholics run it, the Jews run it, the Scientologists run it. It is the most popular view that the Jews are the New World Order, the entire system. And I mean, what do you say to that? What do you do with that? I'm here trying to expose the agenda of the government. You can decide who's running it, who's in control of it, and you know what they do on Sundays or whatever. I'm going to expose the New World Order for the wide population and let them make their decision about it and let you call in and give us your take and your view. But the Jew bashers will lie and say this never even happened on this show. because it's a very...
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Sunday transmission is always abbreviated, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. So we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I need to get into the latest on health care, the latest on the tragedy in Haiti, the latest on Bankergate, and also the airport naked body scanners now to go nationwide in mobile vans, to go into the courthouses, already going into courthouses like Denver. That is coming up. But I wanted to tell a story about conditioning, about brainwashing here briefly. Chris Matthews called about a month ago and said, I want to come down and interview you in person. Then he had some family issue, and he's doing a town hall tomorrow in Houston, so he didn't come here personally. You know I don't like Chris Matthews, and took over a show in Denver with Bullhorn at the DNC in 2008. That's the extra in the Obama deception, but if you want to see it. But the point is that so he sent Kate, very nice lady. She is the director, because it's not for his hardball show. It's three times a year he makes a documentary. He made the Kennedy special that they aired more than 20 times. So this is a special they're going to air over and over again about the Tea Parties. And she's in here in my studio. And, you know, I lease this building. It's mine. You know, several of my staff have concealed carries. You don't have to have a concealed carry in your own business if it's the policy to have a firearm. And we don't have armed guards here. We get death threats occasionally. If somebody comes in here and try something with me or my staff, I will defend myself. And that was so radical to her, because she looked under the counter here and saw a firearm. And it was near the end of the interview, right before I went live. And she'd been acting totally normal the whole time. And suddenly she sort of looked like she was about to cry. And she went and looked completely frightened. And I was like, what's wrong? She says, is that a gun? Is that a gun? And I said, yes, it is. You know, I have a little pistol safe under here, but you know, when we're live and when I'm here, it's my job to protect, and it's, you know, it's right here. It's not going to come out like a snake and bite you. And she was literally in tears, and she kind of ran out of the room after the interview and was breathing heavy and afraid. Talk about pre-programming. Talk about intense psychological brainwashing. And I said, if you see a cop with a gun, though, you don't feel scared. She went, oh. See, why does she not feel scared? See, when I see a cop with a gun, if the government wasn't becoming a tyranny, I would feel good. But more and more when I see SWAT teams and helicopters and surveillance, I feel bad. When I see a citizen with a gun, occasionally still a rifle and a gun rack in the countryside, I go, man, America isn't dead yet. I mean, just 10 years ago, half the people in the town I live had guns in their gun rack. Now the cops pull you over and try to arrest you, even though there's no law against it. People come in your house, carpet cleaners, you name it. They see a gun rack. They call the police thinking guns are illegal. They've created the perception that guns in the hands of citizens are some deadly, horrible thing. And I've seen this before. But, I mean, you talk about brainwashing. This was it. A nice lady. And can you imagine her living in New York? Can you imagine her living in D.C.? You imagine other women where they're disarmed and you hear their 911 calls where they're waiting 10, 15, 20 minutes. He's breaking in. He's got a knife. Ah, please. In fact, pull up 911 call of woman being killed. Let's pull up a few of those. I mean, there's hundreds of them. And just hear them begging and screaming. I mean, their daddies didn't even train them to grab a butcher knife or a baseball bat. I mean, what daddy doesn't take his girls out once they're 5 years old and teach them how to use a bow and arrow and then a BB gun and then a little shotgun to show them the power? And then you lock them up, but you teach them safety. I mean, my little 5-year-old daughter with a BB gun can, you know, can shoot an apple at 15 feet away. She was shooting them yesterday in my backyard. And by the time she's 10, she's going to be able to, you know, really shoot good with a shotgun and a 22. My son's becoming a good shot. And I couldn't imagine sending my daughters out into the world, sending my son out. I mean, parents don't teach their sons or their daughters to fight back. In these public schools, they teach you somebody's beating you up, try to call 911 or curl up in a ball. I mean, let me tell you, 30 years ago, you know, when I was 5, 6 years old, I mean, my dad taught me don't start fights, but finish them. And I remember I started coming home beat up when I was like 10, 11, 12, and he'd say, well, I don't care if there's four or five of them. You need to fight back. And I learned how to fight back. I mean, we've lost our fighting spirit. And I see articles every week in England where somebody will break in a woman's house. I saw one last week. And they'll brandish a knife. And they come and arrest them. Or a crook falls through a skylight. They sue you. Or one guy had been robbed, famous case, three times and beaten up. He had his grandfather's shotgun hidden. He's an old man himself. Shot the guy with buckshot as he ran out of the house. He was trying to rape his wife. A bunch of other stuff was going on. Well, there had been another case where they were trying to rape the wife. What was the case with one of the Beatles? He died of cancer a few years ago. Yeah, George Harrison. Yeah, that was the case. The guy's on his wife, attacking him, and his wife, he's chanting Hare Krishna, like a ghost dance, like that'll stop it. And his wife breaks the vase over the guy's head, and then she got in trouble. And I see cases where a guy will be attacking, stabbing, and someone pushes him out a window, and they go to prison for it. See, the government is run by criminals. And when the government runs things and they're criminals, they don't want you to think you can defend yourself. They don't want you to have that instinct that it's normal and natural. You're supposed to call the government for aid. Look at the Koreans during the LA riots. They were the only ones that didn't get their neighborhoods burned down because they stood there with firearms. Look at every time in the U.S. now when somebody breaks in somebody's house and somebody kills them, the media says, oh, they need to arrest this guy. He shot the guy in his house at night. Well, what are you supposed to do? There's a reason Texas has a crime rate on average three times lower than Chicago or New York. Because in Chicago and New York, people have five, six, seven locks on their doors. They're scared to defend themselves with a knife. I mean, you don't have a lot of breaking and entering and home invasions when people are home in Texas and Vermont and Arizona and places, because you break in somebody's house in Texas or somebody's business, they're just going to kill you. And I'm so proud there's still some red-blooded strength left to where literally somebody sees a gun over here underneath the counter and goes, I can't describe it. She was like, this got tears in her eyes, and I thought I was making her cry with what I was saying. I was like, well, I know I'm a good speaker, but I didn't know I was that good a speaker. She's like, is that a gun? She was, and then she was, during the last few, I only have a few questions left. She was like, let me ask you about this, and as if it was going to like jump out and attack her. I mean, what have people turned into in this country? Cars kill conservatively 10 to 14 times. It fluctuates 12, 13, 14 times, 10 times every year. But at least 10 times what guns do. More people drown in their bathtubs. So you can get up in your bathtub, slip, boom, into the bathtub. You can drown in your pool, drown in your lake, then die from guns. I saw a statistic. It isn't this way every year, but one year, what was it, back in 1999, there were more deaths in high school football and other sports accidents than in all school shootings. Because I remember it was the Columbine year. It was 99. And they said, yeah, okay. This year, 16 people, 13 at Columbine and three others died in school shootings. And it was something like 27, 28. Google that. More people die in high school sporting accidents than from guns. You'll see mainstream news. But I want to pull it up and get the exact numbers. But I want to say like 20-something died that year. It was only 16 died from guns. I mean, you get in a car, folks, and drive 75 miles an hour in between giant 18-wheelers. All of us have driven by fatality accidents. I don't know. I mean, if you didn't notice you did, you did. I drive by fatality accidents every year. I was driving down to the coast with my kids a few years ago and literally saw smashed bodies in blood all over the embankment with a couple wrecked cars because the police had just gotten there and it was traffic. And I drove by and just saw blood and guts on the wall. I mean, when that woman walks outside, does she see a car and go, I mean, when she sees a lightning storm 10 miles away that kills more people than guns every year, does she, lightning? No, she's been artificially conditioned to be just completely scared of a firearm in a slave's hand. She sees it in an enforcer's hand. She gets all warm inside. Oh, I love the state. I love Big Brother. I love government. Oh, it's so good. Ooh. All right, blessing into your phone calls in this segment and the next, then the latest on healthcare. We have a chance to beat it. the latest on Haiti, the latest on the naked body scanners. All right, look, I'm going to go to your phone calls in this segment, the next. Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to news blitz in the final segment. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. By the way, we haven't taken the yearly New Year's special down yet. It was supposed to end Friday. We always leave it up a few extra days. If you want to get 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv to watch the radio show live, simulcasting, to see all my documentary films, super high quality. 6 years of material in April. It'll be 6 years up. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Let's go ahead now and go to Kip in Illinois. Kip, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
All right. I just wanted to talk about Cass Sunstein for a minute. And here in, I'm in Bloomington Normal, and I have a friend who owns a web hosting company. He manages networks across the United States and across the world. And as soon as the Obama administration came in, he started seeing these networks come up, and he didn't know what they were or anything about them. And he called and tried to find out what he could about them, and they're government-sanctioned networks that are taking up all the little networks inside of them and just claiming them as their own, I guess.
Yeah, let me explain what's happening. Bush started this. It's been announced. It's called Internet 2 with select corporations, government, and academia. And under cybersecurity, they're building NSA bases in San Antonio all over the country. They admit they're setting it up to, quote, shut the web down. In fact, that's the headline. In fact, Obama said a month ago, shut down the Internet to save the Internet. That's how they're spinning it. In fact, pull that up. And other headlines, should Obama control the Internet? And his own cybersecurity's arm, remember, last year quit and said, my God, the Pentagon's taking over the web to be able to shut it down. And now Cass Sunstein is the head of this and puts out white papers at the White House saying we're going to ban conspiracy theories. And he says that means any criticism of the government, basically anything. They say what reality is. If you question it, and you know, you hear MSNBC with their talking point that to say socialism is real is racism. They're redefining everything as a thought crime. There's a guy over in Europe, a member of parliament, who they are about to arrest. They've charged him. I saw this in the news. In fact, it was on WorldNet Daily. I printed it off, but I have trouble pronouncing his name. And because he criticized Islam and said that it has too many radical people. I mean, whether that's true or not, it's his right to say it. But now they're going to arrest him, and he's going up on hate crimes charges. And they want to have these same laws here in the United States. And yes, under the hate crimes bill they passed, it lets the feds take over all the systems that dovetails in. And yes, they're building all these grids. And under the Cybersecurity Act, which is just an executive order, they're just doing it. All IT of any size must be wired through the government. It's like the EAS emergency alert system took over all the radio and TV, where the feds can take over all the major broadcast and transmission media. That happened in 96. They're now doing this with the Internet. But tell us more.
He was just freaked out about it because he doesn't know. It just popped up when the Obama administration came into power. But he has government officials come in all the time for subpoenas and whatnot. I mean, like I said, he oversees a huge network. But when this entity just popped up, you know, he went to go find out more about it. And it's a classified government operation. He can't know anything about it. But it's going around to each one of his networks and basically engulfing it and saying, we get the information that you have. We don't care if you're a small.
Well, you know who runs it. Let me just tell people that don't know. Microsoft, Google, and Yahoo teamed up, but it's mainly Microsoft and IBM as well. And Google built the censorship along with Microsoft in China. They built the system in Australia. The Australian government announced 2 months ago, we're going to install, quote, Chinese-style net censorship. They are really building the grids to snoop, to spy without warrants, and shut the web down. And the general public isn't even aware of this.
Yeah, and that's what's sad is because everybody around me, I try and tell them, I try and convince them, show them movies. They all just think it's crazy. And I go, what's crazy is that you don't see it. They don't understand. And I try and
Well, look, they can't have the banks rob us, Kip, if we can speak to each other. And so that's why it's important we educate everybody now, because the web is killing the New World Order. And I got news for the New World Order. They're going to try to incrementally shut the web down. It isn't going to work. The genie's out of the bottle, Kip. Glad you called in about that. Tell your friend who runs the big giant network. See, they don't even know. It's called cybersecurity. It's a takeover. It's been in the news. Let's talk to Scott in Austin. Scott, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing? I just wanted to share with you and your listeners something I encountered at the Texas Gun Show on North Lamar here in Austin yesterday. It's a public notice. Selling of firearms at the direction of the Austin Police Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Anyone selling a firearm at this show location will be asked to comply with the following. Number one, any person selling a personal firearm must go through a licensed FFL dealer in the show to transfer the firearm to the new owner.
Let me stop you. This is big news. Was this the Saxit Gun Show?
All right, let me stop you.
Again, denial. A year ago, we told people nationwide this was happening. Now it's been all over the news. I wasn't aware of Austin. People are so in denial because they know this is tyranny. There's no law. There's no regulation. The BATF just says it's our policy. We are your God. No more private sales. Now they're already saying you can't sell your neighbor a gun. There's no law. They're just doing it. So read the notice. Scan it. Get it to us. We need to get on this. This is big that's in Austin. And tell folks what happened.
Okay. And the number two, it says selling of firearms in the parking lot will not be permitted. And then it says it thanks you for your cooperation. I'd like to make two other statements if I could.
Newspapers don't let you advertise. Go back, though. Read the notice again to people.
It says public notice, selling of firearms at the direction of the Austin Police Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Anyone selling a firearm at this show location will be asked to comply with the following. Number one, any person selling a personal firearm must go through a licensed FFL dealer in the show to transfer the firearm to the new owner. Two, selling of firearms in the parking lot will not be permitted. And then it thanks you for your cooperation.
Now let's go back. This is happening nationwide, and people are in denial about it. At the direction, I mean, do the cops just come and direct you to clean their car or mow their lawn or give them your daughter? Go in the naked body scanner? See, we're going into tyranny. They're taking over the web. The White House czar says they're going to shut down free speech. Read the first part of that again.
Okay, it says, at the direction of the Austin Police Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, anyone selling a firearm at this show location will be asked to comply with the following.
At the direction. So, again, that is tyranny and that's what Obama's doing. And he just says, I'm doing it, and there's no law. And what they do is they catch the gun shows on a few little technicalities. They've written the law where they can catch them on a few technicalities. It's like a swap meet. People are allowed to sell guns to each other. They want to track all firearms. And so they've tried to pass laws banning gun shows federally and at the state. We went down and beat it in 2000 in the legislature. So now they say, we don't need no stinking legislature. Art Acevedo, I want to get him in studio about this. This is outrageous. And people need to sue over this. Now, were they handing out flyers or was this a big sign?
There were flyers at the front desk, and they were also asking people if they'd like to sign a petition. And they were going to try to get the attorney general involved with this as well.
To stop it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know the Saxit Gun and Knife Show owner, because I used to go down there and sign videos. Forget his name. He's a portly fellow. Can you scan that in? Get the owners of the Saxit Show. It's big. It's all over Texas. Comes to Austin once a month. Get them on the show. Stay there, caller. Ladies and gentlemen, we did some detective work. It's no longer the Saxit Gun and Knife Show. It's now the Texas Gun and Knife Show. It's on their website. The police just showed up, the BATF, color of law, and said, no longer any private sales in here, which is what people have always done. Most of the tables are people with a license. They've tried to shut them down over and over again, the so-called gun show loophole. All over the country, they're getting social security numbers, you name it. But here's the notice, a scan of the notice. Public notice, selling of firearms at the direction of the Austin Police Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Anyone selling a firearm at the show location will be asked to comply with the following. One, any person selling a personal firearm must go through a licensed FFL dealer in the show to transfer the firearm to the new owner to get that sucker registered with the government. And they always register in England, Australia, Canada before they ban. Number two, selling of firearms in the parking lot will not be permitted. Thank you for your cooperation. And basically, gun shows are now hunting grounds to go after gun owners and nickel and dime people. Folks, just like before we went to that caller, I talked about cybersecurity and the White House saying we're going to end freedom of speech on the web. In fact, people won't believe it. After we show the Texas gun shows, just type in Cass Sunstein says in free speech on the web. You'll get mainstream news with the White House regulations are. Regulation. They just say it. And yes, you can't in a city or county have a law that's against the state constitution or violate state law. This has been proven over and over again. The attorney generals in Colorado and California and Texas and everywhere else where this is happening need to put their foot down. Art Acevedo with federal grants takes blood without warrants. I told you those warrants 2 years ago weren't real warrants, so they got the legislature to pass a law they can take blood without warrants. But you got to go to the legislature, and then that's unconstitutional. There it is. U.S. regulatory czar nominee wants to tell net fairness doctrine. Cass Sunstein sees web as anti-democratic, proposed 24-hour delay on sending email. I mean, folks, that's WorldNet Daily, but I've got like AP, Reuters, you name it. It's insane. It's insane. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they tripled the size of the BATF under Bush. They're all working together. The Republicans are there sandbagging you. It's not even a regulation. They're just having the NSA and Air Force take over the internet to openly say that they want to shut it down. In fact, did you Google that term I told you? Obama may shut off the web to save the web. That was his bizarre speech a month and a half ago. Again, they're openly getting you ready. The bank stole $28 trillion the last year, since October of last year, 2008. That's 14 months. They are raping us. Bill would give president emergency control of the internet. CNET News. See? I mean, but they've got to set the grid up to do it, and they're building the stinking thing. All of you yuppies, all the average people, you better get up off your butts and go to your legislatures and call Congress and call your ISPs. And I can't believe this is happening to my country. All over the nation, the BATF is raiding gun dealers. And if a dot isn't put on an I or a T isn't crossed, they tell them, all right, here's what you're going to do now. You're going to bust some people for us who aren't even committing crimes. You're going to make guns automatic and then as a gunsmith and give them back to people. They tell gun rangers, you're going to spy on people. You're going to call the police. Folks, it is a secret police grid. Remember the Homeland Security documents we got from law enforcement early last year that made national news, the MIAC and Homeland Security? It said Homeland Security's number one mission is American gun owners, NORTHCOM, the Army. It's treason. He's taken over the governors right now with the executive order on that. I mean, I can't believe it's happening this fast, but it's just incremental, and they just do it. Now, going back, Scott and Austin, we confirmed from the gun show, now called the Texas Gun Show, you are correct. We have the scan of the handout they were giving people. It doesn't give a contact, nothing. It just says at the direction of the Austin Police Department. So they are our – and the next thing is at our direction, come turn these guns in. We know you got these five guns. Bring them in. They're no longer legal. And the attorney general's introduced a bunch of bills that say he can ban any guns he wants whenever he wants. And then they say, oh, we're not coming for your guns. We're not coming for your guns. We're not coming for your guns. Stand down. You're not under attack, GI, like Tokyo Rose. Scott. But the good news is you're saying the gun show is asking for a petition because, see, no law. They're just ordered to do this to the attorney general. And this is not on our news. This should be top story. I demand news stations listening, get up off your fat butts. What is wrong with the media? All of you aren't New World Order scum. Scott, were people upset by this?
Yes, they were. The lady that was working at the front desk used her mommy voice to get everyone's attention. I did find out that building is owned by HEB, and they were contacted by the APD and the BATF.
What about HEB?
Own that building.
It's in that building.
HEB Corporation owns the building that they hold the gun show at.
But see, what they're doing is a private company can do what they want. The private company doesn't want to do it. This is all over the country. They just color a law, come in and say, give us your Social Security numbers to come in. We've confirmed that's happening all over the country. Give us your driver's license. They have nice little mommy ladies. You've heard our past shows. People call in about it. We confirm it. Going, I just need this honey cake, and then you can get your ammo. And everybody just submits, like, go in the naked body scanner, bring your wife and kids in. They now admit they record your naked body. Now almost every major courthouse in the country is ordering the naked body scanners. You get summoned for a ticket, and you've got to go through to go to the court to check records, to have your right as a citizen, access to the courts. They've got to body scan and record your genitalia. I mean, this is worse than 1984. What have we turned into? What will you jellyfish not put up with? They're doing this because the banks have already robbed us blind. Now they're telling us NAFTA and GATT deindustrialized you. Now you're going to lose your service economy. Now we're going to make you our slaves. The banks are robbing us. Just like big banks would go and murder people who own their own land out west 100 years ago. It's happening again. We're being shanghaied. We're being taken over. And Glenn Beck and the Tea Party Republicans aren't going to save you. They're all part of it, suckering you to stand down. Anything else, Scott?
Yes, sir, about those TSA scanners you get on YouTube. There is ways through Photoshop. If you invert the image, you get a totally naked body.
I appreciate it. It's already naked and black and white. I mean, you see the women's breasts, the men's genitals. I mean, I can't ever fly with my family. And now they say, you're going to go to the courthouse. When you go to the DMV, we're going to scan your genitals. It's an act of submission. And all these yuppies, I hear them on talk radio. They think it's like a popularity contest, and they don't want to be seen as extreme, and so they're all ninny, even conservatives. It's time to wake up and get angry and stand up and get out of your comfort zone and get out of your safety zone. Being jellyfish is endangering us all. We're not safe till we get mad and say, I'm not your slave. My gosh, if the White House regulatory czar saying he's going to ban your free speech, shut down the web publicly. I played the videos Friday on the show. The documents are up on Infowars.com. If that won't wake you up, if I'm banning gun shows by executive fiat just locally, oh, my God, we are in so much trouble, folks. The government isn't doing this to keep you safe. They're making everything outside of the law illegal through pure thuggery. The government is a criminal narcotics trafficking scum organization. Take your states back now. Get angry. Get involved. Take over your towns peaceably through the political process before it's too late. Get the fraudulent voting machines out. And see, I get mad at this, but the 20th or 30th time I hear they're doing this to gun shows, we just go, that's what they're doing. Oh, you're not just going to have the body scanners at the airports, but at the DMVs and at all courthouses? In fact, where's my stack on that? Good news is LA Times, the fight against full body scanners at airports. Congressman fighting it. Court installs new security system. ABC News 7, Castle Rock, Colorado. When you step into the Douglas County Justice Center at Castle Rock, prepare to be scanned. And it's the airport naked body genital scanners. I mean, if they can sell the public. Do I have time to go to a call before I go to break? We're going to go to break, and I said I'd take calls, so I'll just briefly mention Haiti and Haiti, they disarmed them a long time ago. The government stole everything. Everything collapses. But the crooks don't care in government if it collapses as long as they run it. I want the Texas Gun Show people on. I want the Texas. I want state senators on, that conservative state senator we had on last year. We beat this at the legislature over and over again. But Arde Saveda doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's your God. All of these top constitutional scholars across the political spectrum say we are going into hardcore tyranny. We are listed in the top 10 tyrannies in the world now by major universities. They're taking over everything. They're robbing everything. The bankers have to have a dictatorship of the government, the bureaucracy, to be able to fully rob you. I was watching all these videos today of George Soros on international television saying America's done, bankrupt, how they set it up, laughing about it. I mean, these people need to be arrested. He has been indicted and convicted in quite a few countries. Instead of ruling over us. Do you understand that's what tyranny is when criminals get control of the bureaucracy? And we repeal gun laws in Texas, and so they just start harassing the towns and taking over unlawfully. I've had enough of it, man. This is rogue government. Scott in Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead. We already went to Scott. I'm so angry I can hardly think. Chris in Florida, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Even if it's not even for the right reason, it's always really alarming to the establishment, wouldn't you say, that people are getting mobilized, even if it is by the false hijackers of the Tea Party, the Becks and O'Reillys, calling for their VAT tax. Of course, Pelosi agrees.
Oh, it's so conservative. Beck and O'Reilly every night say we need a new tax to pay the bankers. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, pay off the odious debt, the mathematically impossible debt, and but you and I know that you helped mobilize the Ron Paul campaign, and so does he, and We Are Change, as endorsed by Cynthia McKinney, as she shows on YouTube, that she's obviously it's not a racist organization, but she endorses We Are Change, and we don't want to be confused with these hijackers, because it gives the media a chance to spotlight the conflicting goals. What they do is they will say that we're self-conflicted, and so it gives the ignorant a reason to just marginalize us. But the two main goals, as I understand them, would be the false flag terror, exposing that governments do stoop so low, and then go after
which
the
Cass Sunstein says should be banned. Chris, I appreciate your call, folks. When you read and watch videos of the White House regulations are saying he's going to get your guns and laughing. I played him Friday, saying they're going to ban free speech. They don't want instant communications. One of the hundreds of things is 24-hour wait on email. It's got to go through a government database to make sure it's okay first. I mean, folks, this is total mega 1984. It's happening! It's bipartisan! Bush set it all up. Clinton set it up. They hand it over to the next person. Obama's... Oh, man. I mean, I just feel so sad for my country. I love America so much. This is real, folks. And the men are so emasculated. They don't dare even speak up to their neighbors. They got a football game to watch. Well, it's because of that game you got to watch. You're going to be bankrupted and lose everything you got, most of you. You are going to live just like a Soviet slave. You watch. You remember down the road when it's a 10 times harder fight we've got that I warned you. Everybody better be downloading these shows, saving them for posterity when they do shut the web down if we don't stop them. I mean, folks, it's that bad. You better take this information as precious. You better get Fall of the Republic on DVD. You better get Endgame. You better get my films and expose who these people really are from their own words. You better make copies and get them out to everybody. If you can't buy the stinking DVDs at InfoWars.com, they're free on YouTube and Google. And email them to everybody. Get up off your butts now! Get up! Get moving! Get moving, soldier! Defend the Republic! Come on! Come on, people! We know bona fide tyranny when it's staring us down here! I'm not backing off. I'm not showing my backside to it. I can't. I'm a man. What is wrong with you people? I'm not a hero. I'm nothing special. I'm real. I'm real red-blooded. My family wasn't slaves before. They're not going to be slaves now. I'm not going to let my ancestors down. I'm sure not going to let my children down. There's powerful people who want to rob your butt. They want to make you their slave. They want to secure their ill-gotten gains. I pray to God to awaken this nation and to beat these bankers and send them to prison. I'm not worried about my own safety. All I'm worried about is letting these people win and have their way with our country and the world and use America as an engine of evil global domination. Oh, the Tea Parties were anti-war. Now they're run by the neocons. See, just on the left and all of you people. What's wrong with you? Break your conditioning now. Break it. Wake up. Realize what's happening. Get past the party divisions. Wake up and say, I want freedom! Robin, Utah, you're on the air.
Yes, my question was, this last Tuesday, down at BYU, Dr. Brzezinski... spoke there, and it was interesting.
Pure evil. Zbigniew Brzezinski, what did exactly. he say?
Well, he was saying about how he wants to take over and create this world government and create us all nationalists. We're all going to be nationalists.
I know, Literally hundreds of articles a day, world government, paying your taxes to banks, taxes on every can of beans, everything you do, total control, breaking up our families, one-child policies, and then they say it's a conspiracy theory. They treat the public like they're children. They announce what they're going to do, then they say, but it doesn't exist if you resist it. What else did Brzezinski say?
oh, the funny thing was he was saying how they're going to set up this one tyranny government, how they're trying to raise up China to become its own nation.
That's exactly. They said China, because they have one-child policy and are tyrannical, they will run it all. The New World Order's moved all their money to China. I watched George Soros bragging last night. I almost cried how he's destroyed us. It's just such scum. They're such filth. But they know America is a bunch of rotten, greedy idiots who want to watch football. But there's a lot of us that are awake, and we got to do the work and wake up who we can and stop them. We are. The White House memos admit we're hurting them, though. They are in trouble. We've got to expose them for what they are. What else did Brzezinski say? Did anybody boo this cockroach?
Actually, one of my friends stood up there, and he actually kind of told him off, basically.
Said, are you getting it on YouTube? People need to see this.
Unfortunately, I didn't have a camera with me, so I wasn't able to broadcast it. But
well, what does your friend say?
What's that?
What does your friend say to him? Go ahead.
Basically, he said that he supported the Khmer Rouge and, you know, all this stuff, how he was supporting all the tyranny. And
in two books, he wrote two books bragging about how he supported the Khmer Rouge and how they killed 30% of the population. He's showing off to fellow gang members. He did that on stage?
Yes, he did that on stage.
And God, these people are so evil.
He told my friend off. He says, you illegitimate, basically a stupid dummy that doesn't know anything about international politics.
I am the elitist. I am Bezygna Brzezinski. I own you. Thank you, Rob. Just so sick to hear that. Brian in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to bring to your attention the recent show that basically broke the global warming scandal wide open out in California, John Coleman.
Yes, the founder of the Weather Channel totally exposed it further.
Exactly. He basically had on two experts, a computer programmer and a meteorologist, and they pulled over the NASA Goddard.
Now, that was already admitted by the UN and Russia, but they did put it together and say that they broke it. I'm not knocking them. That 75% of the temperature readings were faked. They would choose only hot zone and then appropriate it to cold zone.
Right. And they ignored a lot of the temperature readings. And Judicial Watch got a FOIA, and now the emails from NASA are out. It's 215 page.
In fact, I sent that to Watson Friday, and I asked Watson tomorrow morning. I need articles from Kurt Nemo on the gun shows, and I need articles because people won't even know that, yes, the NASA emails, they're involved in fraud.
Yeah, and Alex, it turns out the answer to 1998 is 1934, because 1934 was the hottest year on record. It wasn't 1998, it turns out. They have to reshuffle all their data now.
Unbelievable. I appreciate your call, Brian. Yeah, I did see that. I didn't even cover it. It's just all fraud, all criminality. Folks, carbon dioxide is what plants breathe. Man-made global warming isn't real. The sun drives almost all of it, and it didn't cause the earthquake like Danny Glover says in Haiti. It's all lies. They talk to you. Talk to your moron yuppie neighbor. And bring up New World Order, World Government, they'll laugh at you. And give them 100 news articles calling for it, and it's being set up. At Copenhagen that we defeated, you the listeners did, all of us together, they were going to pay all our money to the private banks so we could have food. Oh, a carbon tax that we pay to George Soros and Al Gore. I mean, how monumental does the fraud have to get? And yes, NASA documents, major U.S. research laboratory documents, the main U.N. East Anglia facility, all fraud, them admitting it's fraud, more coming out, total scams, total looting. Look at Hitler. Look at Stalin. Look at Mao. Look at what governments do. They will rob you if you don't start waging war in the info war instead of sucking your thumb with these fake gladiatorial diversions. They take your real manhood and put it into sports and things that don't matter. You yell and scream about your stupid football team and Colt McCoy. Meanwhile, the entire country goes to hell in a handbasket. Meanwhile, literal admitted authoritarians take over that say they want to enslave you and reduce the world population by at least 80%. This was one powerful transmission. We'll see you at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Resist tyranny. Great job, crew. Fire up and prevail.